Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll take us back a few years there. My goodness. Let's be God.
Yes.
You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Hallelujah.
Our mouth is where the broken are made whole by God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Beginning at the first through the sixth verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought the work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, house of Israel. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
Hallelujah.
And I submit to you today, my friends, that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Rote bashakari abatata.
Praise your name, God.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church, and that includes us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening, please.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Take out your Bible. Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook. Hallelujah. And a good ink pen or pencil. Because the pastor got a boatload of scriptures to share with you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, take out good ink pen, good pencil, a good eraser. Hallelujah. Take out your highlighters. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You made me want to write down some names of people you don't want to forget when we put names into the atmosphere of family and friends when we start to pray. Hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. At least five or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting, we start the day off every morning. praise and worship at 7 a.m. What a difference it makes in your day. Oh, my gosh. What a difference it makes. Hallelujah. To orchestrate that, ask God to orchestrate that day for you. Hallelujah. Commit that day to him first thing in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It makes such a difference in your day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Hallelujah. Go to RYMMI.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And pray for all of our kingdom partners you may see there. All the other ministries you see there. Hallelujah. Pray for those ministries also that God will bless. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, hallelujah, first and second Sundays of the month, we have the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. And the Potter's House Challenge is knowing the Roman road. Hallelujah. The pastor gave those scriptures out this morning and out in prayer. Hallelujah. Knowing the Roman road. Hallelujah, hallelujah. First, and also the second Sunday of the month is also in Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah, yours truly. First, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. Our young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah, by Elder Kiwi Stevenson. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker that comes in, hallelujah, to preach, speak to us, hallelujah, from the word of God, hallelujah. And, hallelujah, the speaker for this month will be Pastor Maxine Lee or Pastor Theodis Lee, one of the dynamic duos, hallelujah. We'll be bringing the word of life to us, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in the beginning of that service, the young people will have a part. Hallelujah, sharing with us what they're learning, Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And they sing songs and quote scriptures and answer questions, and they even pass out a keepsake everyone to the families and the congregation that has the word of God on it. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. You are invited to a fellowship dinner. Hallelujah, free fellowship dinner. After the service on the fourth Sunday, hallelujah, we thank God. Hallelujah, we have opportunity to sit around and fellowship with the saints of God. This month has a fifth Sunday. And on the fifth Sunday, that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. That's Minister to Your Family Sunday, which means we will not have a live service. You will still be able to hear one from our archives. But that is the Sunday that you have fun with the family. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with the family? Have some fun. Have some games. Have potluck. Hallelujah. With your family. Hallelujah. No service on that fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. For our new building with this beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful classrooms. Beautiful offices. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what he's doing. Thank you, Lord, for the done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the child care room. Hallelujah, with his own private entrance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for all that he's doing. Thank God for our shower station in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City for the homeless. We thank God for adding on to the ministry through the homeless ministry. We thank God for being able to service them on a much larger scale. Been able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. We thank God. Our new campaigns will be starting. Hallelujah. And we will be getting ready for the winter so we can minister even larger to our homeless population, so we can get some socks and gloves and hats and scarves for them. Hallelujah. Yes. We are going to think about them because the weather's already changing. Hallelujah. And we want our homeless population to be taken care of, to be warm. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing. Thank God even for our postal partners, everyone that uses the Cash App, that sends a blessing to the Cash App, or through our post office box. We want to say thank you. So therefore, we'll be sending you a thank you gift through the mail. Hallelujah. Just for blessing us, we want to bless you too. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And two major announcements. Pastor Peaches stole part of my major announcement. We have a campaign that is starting it Sunday, where we're going to warm, keep the homeless population warm. We're starting a campaign collecting socks, gloves, scarves, and hats to give out to the homeless population. Our first major event is a Super Saturday in December, December 30th. That's the fifth Saturday in December. We are going down to Fells Point and going to minister to the homeless near the Broadway Market. So we want to start collecting socks, gloves, scarves, and hats so we can distribute. If you've ever noticed, many of the homeless, they go around, especially in the wintertime, without socks or gloves or scarves or hats. We want to make sure we have that for them. So we're starting the collection now.
Amen.
For more information on how to sew into that, call 410-444-5152. And we will share with you how to donate the items or funds so we can purchase those things. Hallelujah. Also, beginning now, as of October 1st, we are registering students for the next semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. For more information about that class, which will start the first Tuesday in January, you call 443-416-1201, and you will get all the information about that class and how to register, or we can text it to you. It's going to be an awesome class. The seating is limited. I'm putting quotes around seating because it's a virtual class. But it's limited. We can't take a whole lot of people. So the sooner you register, the sooner you can be counted in the midst. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what we've already learned through the Institute of Biblical Learning. And the best is yet to come. That class is virtual. No papers to write. No quizzes or tests to turn in. Everything is oral, and it's going to be virtual on the phone or on your computer, however you access it. So again, register. Do not wait because it may be closed. Do not wait. The classes that are going to be taught, spiritual maturity, how to pray and fast, and how to heal the sick, the history of the English Bible, know your Bible, and how to develop a culture of excellence. Those are the classes. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning. God bless you. Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestion on this evening to those who believe.
Hallelujah. Tavon.
Andrea, Tavon. Joanne, Andrea, and Gina and family. Tony and Ricky Bird, Chad Brighton family. Linda did this, Mildred, Sergeant, Brenda and family. Dwight, David, LaVonda, Patty, Tommy Owens and family. Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family.
In the name of Jesus. Rachel,
Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Ken, Bob, and family. Hallelujah. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Noah, Elena, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani, and family. Phyllis, and family. Phyllis, West, and family. Sally, Lundy, and family.
Antonio Jones, Dexter Jones. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Charlie, Kathy, Rudy, and family. We ship up on the Jesus. Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James, Kelly, and family. Hallelujah. Elwood, Ernest, David, Janine and family, Sometimes Commissioner Pumpkin and family, Angela Wu and family, Deanna Wu and family, Patty Collins and family, Bowen family, and family, hallelujah.
The white children, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, watch over and protect them, Lord God, even right here at campus or away at college, in the name of Jesus.
Outlaws and other relatives. Uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will, all our bonus family members. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will, hallelujah, Elder Tubian family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, her nieces and nephews.
Paul Green and family. Sister Nancy and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family. Evangelist Margaret.
Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda and family. Minister
Gabrielle.
Minister Janice and family. Minister.
Baby unsaved in the name of Jesus.
God.
You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yvonne and family. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris and family. Y'all from school today.
And Ronald Rosalind
and family. Sister Jason A. and family. Evangelist Tina Spencer and family.
Soul of the feet in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sheila
Benson
and family. Lorenzo Benson and family.
Kermit.
Rosa and Marvin and family.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Family. Pastor Don.
Hamel her job in the name of Jesus.
Pastor Jason Rosebrown family, Pastor Ethan Warland family, Pastor Maxine and Theodore Cedar family, Pastor Kadir James and family, Pastor Mary Handy and family, Pastor Otto Henry and family, Pastor.
Hallelujah, bless and protect her in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Down center uprise in the name of Jesus. Put the arm of protection around them.
It's a fact. It's a bunch of Saunders and family. It's a Burns Bride and family. It's a Warders and family. We'll take care of our minds. William Warren and family, Adrian Snyder family, Brother Harry Warsaw and family, Maisha Warsaw and family, Hallelujah, Margaret Brown and family, Hallelujah, Dr. Audrey Thompson and family, Dr. Wendell Mack and family, Dr. Nancy McKnight and family, Dr. Karen Trent Nemes and family, Hallelujah, Dr. Lynette Brown and family, Hallelujah, glory.
More than the windows of on the campus, in the name of Jesus, protect the children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, the parents, Lord God, keep their mind at rest. Hallelujah. Knowing that their children are protected.
John Govard and family. Valerie and Tony, Montone and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our minister, Jerry Cleveland and family. Rakim and family.
Holy Father God, in the name of Jesus. Damon Weatherby, hallelujah, and his mom and his dad, in the name of
Gary and family. John Wilson and family. Another Gary and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dickerson family, hallelujah, Regina Cruz and family, Ruby Smith and family, hallelujah, glory to God. We didn't see if I tell you that.
Bring back the best letters.
The Bob and family, y'all put a good shake, Katie, I'm on
the 30, the picnic, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Mr. Damien, Regal, Miss Victoria,
Kevin and family, Kenneth and family, Roland and family, Michael and family, John and family.
Bless them all, Father. Hallelujah. Add them on to the church, Lord God.
Another Earl and family.
Oh, fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Another Earl and family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Chop up, go take care of
them. Resurrection. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Today, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Bless them to continue to minister for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Harry. Hallelujah.
Al Lyman and family. Michael Irvin and family. Dr. Battle and family. Avis Moran and family. Russell Navradon and family. Hallelujah.
That's the orders of Maxine Lee.
Pray Hallelujah, family.
I'm touching his body. Bring him home, Lord. In the name of
Thomas Cook James and family. Hallelujah. Lenore Smith and family. Valerie Hammond family. Lotion like that. Sherry Whitney and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janice Wooten and family. Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson and family. Sonia Johnson and family. Sonia Turney and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Janetta McCord and family. Angela Jane Till and family.
In the name of Jesus. Stay alive, Lord God. Save her. Fill her with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Apostle Justin Harper and family. Apostle Hayden and family. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is Marcia Abrams and family. This is hallelujah. Kerry Robinson and family. Y'all before 16 years. Another Thomas and family, Lord God. Today, they took 16 years. Michael and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Victor and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Back to Julie and family. Jennifer and family. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God. We don't know what we
thank you, Lord.
Your Holy
Spirit. Mr. Manny and family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Mr. Paul and Mr. Family, Lord God. Hallelujah. The buried and loved one on today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, hallelujah. Reggie, hallelujah. Sterling, hallelujah. Bless them all, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
you, thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Tom and Minister Roslyn, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Sutfield and First Lady Elaine, in the name of Jesus.
And that James and family again. Hallelujah.
Pastor Jason. Hallelujah. First Lady Sterling. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for adding signs. Wonders.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. First Lady Sharon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For every man, woman, boy, girl that we fed this past Saturday, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise in the park. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The group resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dwayne Earl and Yasha Kadiwaka, Benjamin and Virgil, all of the hallelujah. Glory to God. The members of the group of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
This next election.
Thank you, Jesus.
The voice you will hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will be none other
than
a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on Tuesday.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wednesday, y'all.
It's Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all?
It's hump day.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't seen that commercial on TV in a while. Y'all can tell I have never forgotten that commercial. The camera walking through the office saying, what day is it? What day is it? It's hump day. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I guess I need to get some new material to this. I got to tell my husband. He needs some new material. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if y'all want to send in some new jokes to Pastor Earl, just send them to our post office box, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. He can use some new material. I guess I can too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Sometimes in this life, you just have to laugh. You have to laugh. When you have the joy of the Lord down in your heart, it just bubbles on the outside. I just thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he just makes you glad. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on around you, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord just gives you strength to go through it. Hallelujah. Thank God for joy, which gives us strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, I just want to encourage you, and that's all I want to do. I just want to encourage you to continue to live for the Lord. Continue to be obedient to your parents. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The incident that happened in Morgan State University on yesterday evening, it's causing me to, to think this way today. Hallelujah. And when your parents tell y'all certain things, like don't go here, don't go there, and sometimes your parents may not even know why they're telling you certain things. And sometimes you may even get tired of hearing it. You may get tired of your parents telling you the same old stuff. You may get tired of them telling you, don't hang around that boy that I see you with. Don't keep company with that girl. To you, you fellas, you boys, your parents may say, I just don't feel right about that girl that you keep talking about. Well, that girl I see you with. To young girls, your parents may say, after school, come straight home. And they may not even have plans for you when you get home. But for some reason, they're saying, don't hang around after school today. Come home, dear. And I pray for the schools and ask God to put the angels at the doors and the windows so no active shooter incidences go on in the schools and on the school grounds. And God protects you when you get out of school and protects you, young people, while you're on the public transportation, and protects you to get home back to your house the way your mama sent you off to school. Your mama wants you to come back home. Hallelujah. Your parents want you to come back home to them. Hallelujah. So I ask God to put the angels at the doors and the windows, hallelujah, of your schools. And I've been praying for the senior high schools and all because I have a granddaughter in senior high school, but Morgan State University is right around the corner from me. And I guess I haven't been asking God to protect or watch over that college campus. And Lord forgive me, but I ask you now to watch over the campus, watch over the young people in the name of Jesus. Watch over them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Put Lord God up, put more and more policemen on the grounds. Watch over and protect the children in the name of Jesus. And we bind and hand the enemy and upset the plan of Satan in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of death and violence in the name of Jesus from the college campus. Hallelujah. And young people, Ephesians 6 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. You want to live long? Honor your parents. That does not have an age limit for you. I don't care if you are 5, 15, 25, 35, 45, 55, 105. Your parents still living?
Wow.
It says to honor
Ouch.
Your parents. It doesn't have any stipulation right there, to, like as a time limit, as when you're supposed to stop. I don't care, even when you get grown, even when you become a grown person, it does not say, well, since you and your parent on the same level, you can do certain things in front of them. You don't have to say yes and no. You say, yeah, what's up? You know, cuss at them and do no, 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 no. You're putting yourself in a dangerous spot with the Lord when you disrespect your parents.
Lord Jesus.
You walking on unholy grounds when you do that. No, 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 no. And you don't want to get upset with the Lord, then don't disrespect your parents. Okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and says, lean not to thy own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes when our parents tell us things, we're trying to figure it out logically, and I'm not like, oh, she know I don't do that. Why she keep telling me that? I'm tired of hearing it. No, no, no. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thine ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge God, okay? And he'll direct your path. And you know what? He's going to direct you to be obedient to your parents.
Amen.
God will never tell you to go outside of what your parents have told you when your parents are telling you what is right. And listen to them. I don't care how humdrum it may be, boring it may be. Mother, daddy, you keep telling me that over and over and over again. Well, one day they are going to feel like they don't have to tell you anymore. But while they're telling you, you listen. And you know what? God's going to protect you. It's just the day that you decide, I ain't got to listen to that. My friends want me to hang out at the pizza shop and I'm going to catch a bus and we all will hang out together. And you know what? And it just may be the day that the stray bullets start flying.
Jeez.
There's a story some years ago, a story in California. This young lady, she was hanging with her boyfriend was one of the, he was a drug lord. And her parents did not want her to hang with this boy. Oh, but she just loved him so much. And another car rolled up beside that car and sprayed that car with bullets. And guess what? The guy that they were shooting after, he didn't get shot. But guess who did? She got shot. And she disobeyed the warnings. She ignored the warnings of her parents. And she got killed. Okay? When you are obedient to your parents, God will bless you. There's so many blessings just for being obedient to your parents. And the scripture says your parents in the Lord. Okay, so therefore, when you have older parents, older people in your life that's telling you what's right, and telling you the way of the Lord, listen to them. Obey them. They don't have to have the same name as you. You don't have to have the same name as them. But they're telling you what's right. They're telling you the way to go. They're telling you the good things of the Lord. Listen to them. Don't turn an eye. Don't look at them with a side eye. Don't blare your eyes. Don't suck your teeth. Or don't roll your eyes. Okay? They're telling you something right. Listen to the wisdom that they're sharing with you.
Right.
And God will bless you. God will bless you. You will avoid so much in life, so many tragedies, so many bad things happening to you just by you being obedient. And you may think, that's just a humdrum life. Wouldn't you rather live a humdrum, boring life and you not laying up in the hospital with bullets and you not laying up in the hospital or even in jail your parents riding down the street and they see you holding up the wall because there's a police officer behind you frisking you because you hung with the wrong crowd? There are consequences to being disobedient. There are consequences to being disobedient, but there are blessings. Blessings will follow you. when you're obedient to parents, when you are an obedient child, so many blessings will come your way. And then so many consequences you will have to answer to if you're disobedient. So which one would you rather do? Suffer consequences or receive the blessings from the Lord? I think I'd rather receive the blessings from the Lord. And don't worry about your friends calling you a punk, calling you this, calling you that. Oh, you goody two-shoes, whatever. I've been called that too. But you know what? Hallelujah. I don't have no bullets, no bullet markings, and being in school, and studying and doing homework and doing what's right. Hallelujah. Being an honor student, honor roll, even in college. God will bless you. God will bless you. So which one would you rather have? Which one would you rather do? Hallelujah. God bless you, and God will give you the strength. God will give you friends that's not going to influence you, try to go in the wrong way. God will bless you. God will give you friends that you need. He'll give you friends after your heart, friends that has a heart like you. Friends that's not going to try and influence you to do the wrong thing. He'll give you friends that's so much like you, you think you, and naturally sisters and brothers. Because God knows everybody wants friends. God wants, he knows that everybody wants, a partner or somebody to do homework with, somebody to talk to on the phone and everything. And God will do it. God will do it for you the way that he has laid out for you. Don't go against your parents' word. Don't go against your pastor's word. God will bless you. The blessings are of the Lord are out of this world. Hallelujah. God will bless your sasa. Just being obedient to him. It's no telling to what good thing he has laid up for you and for them that walk upright. Hallelujah. Young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. Thank you. We love you. God loves you. Have a good week. Have a good rest of the week. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, divides life.
Yes.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our text of the day is found in 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text on the day, it says to examine yourselves, and we do just that in the light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24b, Hebrews 9:22b, Revelation 1:5b, Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand with the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, but Elukasham Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. One of the things that we did, you know, Pastor Peaches, you remember, you know, like I do, when we were in Dalzell Temple, later Dalzell Cathedral, and they said, it's time for communion. You know what we did, don't you?
Well, yeah. I used to get scared.
We started checking ourselves out.
Amen.
And we're going to do that right now. We're going to pray right now. Because hallelujah, glory to God. See, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah's Witness.
Thank you, Jesus.
For our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Hallelujah.
Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes.
Ourselves, we hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for his
thank you, Jesus, yes.
Examine yourselves, and we do just that, and we did that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, the scripture says in our text that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death, blessing and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper, which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, thank you, Lord. This is the prayer. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Ephesians 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3, declared you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord God. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural greatest miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Chapter 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance, that we may be together, that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, Mama Bushi. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases in Egypt and other world shall overpass you when I see the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our footfalls and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes a noise, face, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of it, hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of it, hex, every vexing.
Fire, in Jesus' name.
And the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Untied, seven, cut, break, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Holy Communion on Tuesday. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our bonus family. According to Job 22:27-28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings 1, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God,
full of
integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life.
With kingdom citizens, five-fold ministry gifts, with kingdom citizens.
The ministry of helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty.
The beautiful in Jesus' name.
None to him was able to keep us from falling and present us before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
At this time, Pastor Kiki, I need to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal to one, deliver to one, set the captive free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve your notice right now that you're already defeated. You curse you from the roof and can't man you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name tonight. And everyone said,
amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Several services ago, we've been embarked upon a teaching. It was entitled Co-Workers in the Kingdom.
Yes.
We dealt with part one, part two, part three, part four. Tonight we're going to do part five. There are five steps in developing a culture of excellence. Every co-worker in the kingdom ought to have a culture of excellence. Those five steps are wake up, stand up, show up, step up, and tonight, think up. We're going to be talking about that. Weezy shared some historical facts about the 1640s in England. It was memorable for two reasons. One, it was the English Civil War started and ended in the 1640s. Charles the First lost his head. The Civil War was between the royalists and the parliamentarians. And we know today that there's a parliament in England.
Okay.
Oliver Cromwell led the parliamentarians. And he caused the king to lose his head.
Mm.
Charles II fled to France because he didn't want to be the second Charles to lose his head. But he gained strength over there and he came back and took the crown back. And that was a lasting effect on England because today they still have a king. Is that right?
Amen.
Something else happened with flew under the radar. They didn't have radars at that time, to my knowledge. But it was on the down low. It was the first time in the 1640s, it was the first time in print that the phrase or the contraction or whatever you want to call it was seen. And that was co-worker. And co means with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody working with you. Like the co-pilot. Somebody working with the pilot. He's a co-pilot. Co-workers. We still use that phraseology today. Is that right, Pastor Peterson?
Yes. Yes. So it is.
So the title of this message is Co-Worker in the Kingdom. Talk to, tell somebody, you there with somebody else, a neighbor. Oh, neighbor, are you a co-worker in the kingdom? And we're talking about the kingdom of God. You tell somebody else, because you might be there with two or three people. Neighbor or neighbor, are you a co-worker in the kingdom? That means somebody working with you. Now, we talked about a whole lot of stuff about how to develop a culture of excellence, because every co-worker should have a culture of excellence. And one of the things that we talked about, you have a co-worker. You talked about how to get success. You show up to work. That's 80% of the job is to show up. 85% of the job is to show up on time. 90% of the job is to show up on time with a plan. 95% of the job is to show up on time with a plan and execute the plan. Now, 100% is when you show up on time with a plan, you execute the plan, and you execute it with excellence.
Excellence. Amen.
I think Colossians 3:23 talks about what we do unto the Lord. You want to do it excellent.
Amen. Yes, yes.
This is the fifth installment of this series. It's entitled Think Up. Co-workers in the Kingdom, Part 5. We're going to talk about Think Up. Pastor Peters, can you give us the addresses?
Yes. Ephesians 4, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, Deuteronomy 28, 13, 1 Peter 2, verse 9, Ephesians 3, 20, 1 John 4, verse 4, St. John 10, 10b, 1 Chronicles 4, 10, Galatians 6, verse 7, Proverbs 23, verse 7, and Proverbs
18:21. Hallelujah. If you need those scriptures again, you can text Pastor Peters, and I think she'll be glad to text them back to you. I'm speaking for her, but hopefully she will be glad to text them back to you. Is that right, Pastor Peters?
Hopefully they may be the right real fast. Yes, I'll send it to them.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
One of the things I want you to understand, first of all, to be a co-worker, you're gonna meet opposition straightway. Because the enemy don't want you to work together with anybody to do something good. You co-workers in the kingdom, you're doing something good, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You're going to meet opposition. That's part of the task of being a coworker. The challenges, you're going to be just, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be just like the ant. The ant, if there's a brick in the way, they either go over the brick,
mm-hmm.
around the brick, or they dig
under
the brick. But that challenge is not going to stop them.
That's right.
Don't let challenges stop you from being a co-worker in the kingdom.
Amen.
Because you're going to miss your blessing.
Amen.
Because there's a special blessing of being a co-worker in the kingdom. God going to bless your socks off. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Watch out now.
Amen.
Who's a co-worker in the kingdom? First of all, somebody who surrendered to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think that's John 3:3. Got to be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is a new creation. Get more scriptures on that. New creation. Glory to God. Read that first scripture you got down there.
Ephesians 4:4 says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
We are co-workers. Your eyes are co-workers with you. Your mouth is part of you. Your hands are part of you. Your feet are part of you. Your knees are part. Come on now. They're co-workers in the body. Because the body is one. Okay, give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 12:12 says, for as the body is one,
come on now,
and have many members, mm-hmm. and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
Mm. Christ in you makes you a co-worker in the kingdom, y'all. You're a co-worker. You're part of a whole. Co-worker in the kingdom makes you part of the body. Don't sell yourself short. Oh, they could do without. No, they can't. You're a co-worker. You think about it. The pilot on a plane is flying 2,000 miles. He needs a co-pilot. Oh, he can make it without me. I don't know any pilot that will travel 2,000 miles in an airplane without a co-pilot. Hallelujah. We need you. But you know, I'm just a little. No, you're not. You're not an afterthought of God. You're not an also-ran. You were planned from the very beginning. Before you were in your mother's womb, God ordained you, gave you gifts, planted the seeds of greatness in you, and then ushered you into this dispensation.
Yes, he did.
Give me another scripture.
Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them.
God has ordained you to be the head and not the tail. Think up. Don't think now, oh, I'm just a little something. No, sir. He said he wants you to be the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath.
That's right.
Think big. Oh, whatever he gets me is all right. No! God said, look, you want to glorify me in what you get? Go ahead and think big and speak big. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. See, you got to realize who you are. It's not talking about to an also-ran or somebody, an afterthought of God. He says you are what now?
A chosen generation.
Come on now.
A royal priesthood.
Come on now.
And holy nation.
Come on now.
A peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
You are the light bearer. Puka seke mamata. You are the one that's supposed to chase darkness from this earth. You are somebody special. You are, I'm talking about you, sister, you, brother, that thought you were, oh, they could do without me. They won't miss me. Yes, we will. You are a co-worker in the kingdom. You are co-pilot. You are a co-worker in God's kingdom. When you're not on post, we miss you. We miss your anointing. We miss your encouraging words. We miss your, glory to God, your giftings. We miss you. Don't hold back your presence from us. Think big. Yes, I can. Can't's a bad word.
Amen.
Even the word try is a bad word. Well, I'm going to try to do my best. No, you either do it or don't do it. Don't be on. Try is on the fence. I heard one guy say, this is in a Western. I like Westerns. He said, he who sits on a fence rips his britches. I would say he hurts himself too.
Amen.
Don't try is on the fence because it leaves the door open for failure. You either do something or don't do it. God would rather you be hot or cold. Lukewarm is going to spew you out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
You're on the fence, you can get hurt on the fence. Yes, you can.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Not might, could. You can. Do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Give me another scripture.
Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Now, you said you got the power. Then you're a co-worker in the kingdom. And you're able to do, you got power in you. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Because you got the power. I remember that commercial. I got the power. The ladies were prancing down the street. I got the power. I don't know what power they were talking about, but I'm talking about the Holy Ghost power, y'all. A co-worker in the kingdom, you got the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive what?
Power.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Think big, y'all. You got the power.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Now, God calls you a little child. But he says, baby, I don't care, you're a baby. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You may be 5 or 50. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If you close your kind of about books here, if you turn yourself over to God, you surrender to Christ, make him your Savior, you are a co-worker in the kingdom, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Because I feel my health coming about right now. Hallelujah. Verse shall cut it another. I'm tired of hearing the saints of God talk about what they can't do. in that. I want to hear some co-workers in the kingdom say, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
I want to hear some folks not say why I can't do something, but how I can do something. So he'll make a way out of no way.
Yes, he will.
My, 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 my.
Thank you, Jesus.
A whole bunch of folks said, look, there's the Red Sea in front of us. The Egyptians behind us. There's mountains all on the side. Oh, we trapped here. One mighty man of God said, stand still and see the salvation of your God and lift it up. In the water.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yes.
God began to separate. And see, y'all don't understand. The wind blew all night long.
Yes.
It happened like Cecil B. DeMille's, the Ten Commandments. It didn't happen in 5 minutes.
Mm.
It happened all night long. So they walked across on dry land.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome God.
Fired all that stuff so they didn't get caught in the mud. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sure, come on, won't you? I'll tell my
mom.
Now, give me another scripture, Lord Jesus.
That's awesome. St. John 10:10b. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to have abundant life. Is cool. That sounds good. Abundant. That's more than enough. But more abundant life is, wow,
yes.
Over the top. Yes.
Yes.
You. He wants you to have more than enough. You say, I just want a house. Hallelujah. God wants you to have 10 houses. Cool. Hallelujah. Talking about helping a homeless. I can see you now, hallelujah, get some homeless off the street because you got 10 houses. Think up. Not think low, think down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Spies went into the promised land and 10 of them said, oh, the giants, it takes 2 minutes to carry a crust of grace. It must have been some big grace. Lord, have mercy. But 10 had the bad report, but 2 said, God, we're well able to take the land. Because God for you is more than the whole world against you. Come on now. Speak up.
Yes.
Push your kingdom up. Give me another scripture.
1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
Increase my territory. That ought to be your prayer. You're a co-worker in the kingdom. Your prayer ought to be, increase my territory, Lord. There's a song. Somebody sing that song. Increase my territory. You ought to be praying that. What's that kind of? Look here. You have been paying your tithes. You know what the word says in Malachi. He going to open up a window and pull your blessings. You won't even have room enough to receive. He going to bless your socks off. You're going to look out the window and see some socks. Boy, it looks just like my socks. Well, now see by themselves. He done bless your socks off because you thought up. You're thinking up. You're thinking big. Some of you up there looking for a job. You ought to be looking for a business. God said he wants you to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. You got a business. Work at it. You got some obstacles. Don't give up on your dream. Work your dream.
Amen.
Resources out here for you to help you along the way. Take your dream and run with it. He wants you to own the land.
Amen.
He wants you to own the business. Some of you don't even realize what kind of anointing that you have. Some of you working on a job, if you were to leave that job, the business would go out of business.
Amen.
That's how much anointing you got because you're a co-worker in the kingdom.
Yes.
But you take that anointing that and go start. You know God put you, gave you a whole bunch of ideas for business. You settle on one. Say, Lord, which one? Show me the one. And he'll sell you the one, and then you work on that. Yes, you're going to meet opposition. Who doesn't? But press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Be a co-worker in the kingdom of God. Give me another scripture. That's what we'll go to.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
So good seed, y'all.
Yes, yes.
Co-worker in the kingdom, that's why you do excellent. You want excellent stuff coming back to you. Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaking together, heaped up and running over, shall men give unto you your bosom. For in like manner you give, it shall be given to you again. Come on now. Shaka mama. Think big. You give big. You're going to receive bigger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 9:7-9:6. Yeah, you give sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. Give bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Think big, y'all. Think big. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
Listen to me. Think big in your mind. Think up in your mind. Don't think, I guess it ain't for me. I don't want to ever hear somebody ever say that, because they meet opposition because they thought God told them to do something, and they messed up my position. You're going to meet opposition. The devil don't want you to succeed. The devil don't want you to win.
That's right.
I heard this saying many years ago. Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
Mm. That's right.
Runners run. Walkers walk. Flyers fly. And winners win.
Amen.
You are a winner. Why? Because you're a co-worker in the kingdom. And he says, each and every one of you, from A through Z, you're a winner in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Who, me? Yes, you. I'm talking about you. But I've never won anything in my life. Yes, you did. You have won what God says you can have. My hallelujah. Do I have any more scriptures?
Yes, just one. Proverbs 18:21.
Come on, read that.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Have you think up. When you think up, speak up. Speak that thing into being.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to speak it up. You say, people might laugh at me. Who are you trying to please, people, or are you trying to please your God?
God.
But the Bible said it, hallelujah, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. When you speak up because you think up, you're stepping out in faith. Now, somebody said, you've been living in an apartment for 20 years, but God said you could have a house, and it's got your name on the deed. It's time for you to speak up.
Thank you, Jesus.
You speak up. Let's speak up. I said, God's got a house for me. It got 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, got a big yard, porch. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
A driveway. Whoa, shock out of that.
Right.
Speak up after you think up, and then you'll see God show up. Glory to God.
Right.
Father God, we thank you for this. Cut, shock, cut up. We thank you, Lord, for this message on today. co-worker in the kingdom. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For what you shared tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch every man, woman, boy, girl that heard this message, oh God. Let, hallelujah, the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing flow to them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says,
amen.
Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. If you want to be a co-worker in the kingdom, and if you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you can do it right now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. The word of God says, confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. Believe in your heart. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus. And you just say, Father God, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I will let you in and let you be my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Hallelujah. You've gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. And you are a co-worker in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask our Lord, what would you have me to do? Thank you, Jesus. He's given everybody gifts and talents. He has a job for everybody. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545.
God can do
anything. God can do anything. God can do anything. The prayer. Help me say.
God can do
anything.
Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Do it.
praise.